In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. December 29th, and Michael Mass, and the Feast of All Angels. So I've got my Michaelmas daisies here. I picked them last night. I was out with a dog, and you might recognize them. Michaelmas daisies. And today, the beginning of autumn, we celebrate the darkening of the lights. And for the only Christian church, of course, very vulnerable as winter loomed, they would once again remind themselves that they were angels sent from God who protect them. And of course, Michael was the great archangel, protector of all men, particularly they believed in the hour of their death. Michael also the protector of the Jewish people, the patron saint of Judaism. He is unusual, St. Michael, because normally saints are human beings. People who have done great things, people who have been martyred. But here we have an angel who is a saint. And the final battle that we read of in the book of Revelation today at the end of the Bible, it imagines St. Michael and the devil having this final confrontation and the devil falling to earth. And these things are important because what it wants us to do is to take evil seriously. To take evil seriously. Now, you'll be concerned about the things that are going on in our world at the moment. The bloodshed, the warfare, the violence. You might have even reflected, for example, on what happened with those two 12-year-old boys who murdered that young man in a park using a machete and then cleaned it, sterilized it, put it under the bed, hid it away. 12-year-old, sentenced to life imprisonment this last weekend, Friday. These things are evil, and when we encounter evil, we need to name it. And that's why when we come to celebrate the saints and angels, but of course throughout the whole of history of the church, Christians have believed that it is angels at times who come and protect us and guard us, our guardian angel. We believe that there's a serious battle going on between the powers of good and the powers of evil. And by the way, there are an awful lot of people who don't believe that. They don't believe actually that evil really exists. That actually evil is just a notion. If you're a non-believer and you don't believe in good and evil, you don't name it, an awful people think that actually all these things just exist because people are uneducated. And if we educate people enough, eventually we will solve the problem of evil in our world. But that's a nonsense. I'll give you one example. It was in 1939. We're on the edge of a city called Berlin. 14 men gather together in a beautiful mansion on the edge of a lake. Highly educated, intelligent people. Most of them had second degrees, PhDs. They drank the best wine. They served wonderful cognac. They smoked cigars. And in 90 minutes, these highly educated men were putting together what was called the final solution. Highly educated men, most of them could speak many languages, far more intelligent than most of us here. But here they are, 14 people, putting together what we call the final solution, the extermination of the Jewish race. So let me tell you this, it's not a problem of education. Because these were highly educated men, what was a problem here was that there was a fundamental problem with the human condition called evil, and we need to name it. And that's why the protection that we pray for through angels, through the likes of Saint Michael, is so important. Because we need to come against those things that militate against the peace of the world that we encounter daily and we hear on the news. We need to recognize such a thing as evil. There's a battle on. I remember some years ago talking to a builder called Brian, who was working for me. He was a non-believer. And it was around October, 31st of October 2015. You might remember that an aeroplane took off from Sharm el Sheikh in Egypt. It was blown up and 224 people were killed, children, families. They were on holiday, taken out of Sharm el Sheikh, and they were just blown up. And he said to me on the Monday morning, I think it was, he said, "Vicar, what do you think about that?" He was a non-believer. I didn't answer. He came back to me. "I tell you what I believe that is, Vicar," he said. He said, "I believe that's evil." I said, "Brian, let's stop there a moment. If you really believe that's evil and you want to name it as evil, you must also believe there is such a thing as good. So good and evil. So good comes from somewhere and we name it and we recognize it. And evil comes from somewhere and we recognize that. So I said, you're not far from believing in God. Because I believe that all goodness that we encounter, through the likes of the work of the hospice movement that we will celebrate later, is a gift of God. And evil exists because we need to name it. It is not a matter of just intelligence and education, eliminate it from our world. Evil exists and we need to come against it. And that's why we need to pray for the protection of things like angels. And by the way, if you read the scripture, I did a little search on something called Bible Gateway yesterday. Bible Gateway is a wonderful website where you can search the Bible. I just put in the word angel, because I've only associated really angels mainly with the Christmas stories and maybe in the book of Acts, deliverance of Paul and the like, Peter. But all of a sudden, as I put it in, all the lists in Scripture came up where angels were mentioned, protecting us. About 300 times, the angel of the Lord was sent to Jacob. The angel of the Lord was sent to Moses. The angel of the Lord. And I thought to myself, wow, this is a whole dimension that we just hugely take for granted. But maybe it's, these angels are out there all the time just protecting us, alongside us daily, giving us life. The angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord. So, today, let me remind you, all of us, to take evil in our world seriously and to pray for one another's protection. There's a battle on. And there's a battle in your home for your children, and we fight against evil. There's a battle for your grandchildren. There's a battle for our schools and our government. There's a battle for the nations. There's a battle in politics, in economics, in medicine, in science. And we daily encounter the spiritual battle that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And that's why it's important to come to church, to confess our sins, because otherwise we become part of the problem and not the solution. And that is why weekly and daily we come back to that amazing prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, where he said, "Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil." And maybe today in this place we are surrounded by the communion of saints and of angels who are here to deliver us from evil. One of the greatest sort of worries I've got for our own generation is that we are developing a community of children, not teenagers, but screenagers. Where if you're a millennium, but born after the millennium, most of them are spending as much as 10 hours a day looking at a screen. Looking at a screen, a screenager. And I worry about the implications of that and the potential evil that it could unravel in our world. We need to take evil seriously. And we need to constantly pray, deliver us from evil. We need to name it. You see, we actually, all of us, really need a source outside of us to save us. Because we cannot save ourselves. Education won't do it. I said to us last Sunday when we had almost 400 people in church, I used to work with some of the sharpest, brightest people who went to the best universities, had PhDs and medical degrees. And one thing I noted, they might be highly intelligent, but one thing they lacked for often their life and their children was wisdom. We need to be saved. We need to be raised up out of our human condition through the ministry of Christ and his angels to lift us up. I'll finish with a little story. This week I've encountered not just angels but animals. My cat, Ebenezer, we lost him for 2 days. Do you know where he was? He was in the organ, in the church organ. We came into church and we heard a meow and he suddenly appeared by Alan's pedal. But we need to be safe. Hear this. On Monday night I was out with my dog, Albie. He's a gun dog. He races off in every distance looking for this, that and the other. It was getting dark. There was a lake and he loves to swim. But this wasn't a lake with a bank. This was a lake with a great big concrete wall about this high above the water. And literally Albie leapt off the wall into the water. He's a puppy. He was swimming frantically, looking at me as if, what am I going to do? And he swam and he swam. And I thought, how am I going to get him out? The only way was I had to lie on my stomach and take the risk of losing my balance to lift him out of the lake. There was no other way out. I tried to pull his collar and it would slip off. He was like a wet seal, 20 kilos. I finally managed to get myself in a position where I had enough balance to hold him and to lift him. And I lifted him and I threw him onto the bank. Soaking wet, covered in water, exhausted, he ran off. You see, he would have died without me lifting him out. He needed to be saved. He needed to be saved. He needed to be lifted out of his condition. I had to save him. He would have drowned. The reason we need to take the world that we live in and the evil that we encounter seriously is that you too need to be saved. Your family needs to be saved. You need to be saved. Your extended family need to be saved. We need to be lifted out of our condition. We need to be saved. The government can't do it. Believe me. Economics won't do it. Education won't do it. You need to be saved. You need to be lifted like Albie out of the condition. I was his saviour. And that's why today we celebrate these things on the Feast of St. Michael. You need to be saved. And that's why we're in church. And if we're not, the world will continue in its brokenness and its fracture. And who knows what will happen to the generation called the screen ages. We need to be saved. Amen.